I guess, like, we can start with what is bhakti. Because when we talk about Vaidhi and Raganuga Bhakti, they're both bhakti. But so there's Achintya Bheda Bhed. Like, there's some same, there's some common thing between both, but there's some difference, and also big difference. So generally, when we say bhakti, everyone would, especially those who have acquainted to this process of bhakti yoga, they may not know exactly like the highest definition like our Rupa Goswami has given, but everyone agrees that when we talk of bhakti, then this is devotion. So mainly devotion, meaning, and they would make it like easily understandable as devotional service, like that. That's how really many would translate bhakti. When we come to Srila Gurudev, then Srila Gurudev made it like very clear. We have to understand really bhakti in its real definition, and like the best definition. And everyone knows, anyabhilashita sunyam gyan karmadi anavritam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhaktir utama. So here, the main characteristic of bhakti and its secondary is there. What is that? Anukulyena krishna anushilanam. And it is anyabhilasa sunyam. That's okay. The primary first, anukulyena krishna anushilanam. Anushilan, we've already explained. Anushilan means constant cultivation. And what are you cultivating? Our Guru Bhagya explaining actually very clearly. We are cultivating activities. So when you say activities, that means everything, your body, mind, senses are engaging your body, mind, and senses. So that is cultivating activities. But that's not enough. Anushilan also meaning cultivation of moods, sentiments. So these two things should be there. So when you say anushilan, but anukul yena krishna, anushilan. So all these endeavors which are activities or cultivation of endeavors and moods which are favorable for Krishna. So this is bhakti. And it is constant, like non-stop. And when you say favorable, meaning no antagonistic mood. It's not antagonistic. So sometimes our Goswamis have, and Gurudev explained very like all the time. So sometimes we may say, when you say anukul, sometimes it's seen as something pleasing. But he said something may apparently not look pleasing, but really it's favorable. So like, and they give the example, and this is highest example, of course, in Braj, like Mother Yashoda. She put Krishna down because she had to go to attend to the milk, which is for Krishna. And by this, it appears that Krishna became displeased, and Krishna crying, but that activity is for the favor of Krishna. It's done not out of antagonistic mood. So it's bhakti. Now, there's example of this Charan Mushtik, like here in Mathura, this the wrestlers, by trying to be an opponent to fight with Krishna. Actually, Krishna became very pleased because he enjoys that time, this rasa of like fighting. But although it may appear that, oh, they're pleasing to Krishna, but their activity is not really anukul. It's not favorable. Why? Because it's done in an antagonistic mood. They have that desire to kill Krishna. So that is the intrinsic characteristic, the main characteristic of what is bhakti, that it is favorable and constant cultivation of activities and moods favorable for Krishna. So these are the activities of everybody in the spiritual world, whether in Vaikuntha or in Braj, but in the spiritual world, this is the nature of that activity. So that is bhakti. All this activity is only results in real pleasure. Pleasure for the jiva and pleasure for Krishna. Pleasure for the master and pleasure for the servant. So that's why this bhakti is pleasure potency. Ladini Shakti. So now in this world, this activity, this bhakti, is not easily can be seen. Because this is like an internal thing. So how do you see that? So then externally, this bhakti can be seen in that first line of the definition. What is that? Anya bilashita sunyam, gyan karmadi anavritam. So that means when you say anya bilashita sunyam, it's completely devoid of any other desires. So anya abilas, no other desires. What desire? Only that desire of the real desire of the jiva. And what is the real desire of the jiva? Really is bhakti. Only that, no other desire. So when we talk of other desires, really it can only be two other things. If it's not bhakti, then it's either the desire for bhukti or mukti. So bhukti is the desire for sense gratification, and mukti is the desire for liberation, like this. So when we talk about this, this is like the, you know, when there's positive and negative. So the intrinsic definition, that's regarding to the exactly what it is. So that is the positive. So now we're by telling this secondary definition, we're showing what is not bhakti. And what is that? Oh, no other desire other than bhakti. And it is not covered by jnana and karma, or any other activities headed by these desires of jnana and karma. So that's why it says, anabhilasa sunyam, jnana, karma, adi anavritam. So karma really meaning activities which are done out of the desire for sense gratification, these fruitive activities. And when I say jnana, these are actually activities out of the desire for liberation. Like, oh, they don't want to suffer like this. So these are not the real desires of the jiva. These are self-centered. This is not pure desire. These are desires out of the jiva's self-centeredness, like this. Bhakti is completely pure and selfless, only for Krishna, like this. So he said, when we talk about bhakti, he said, oh, this activity of bhakti is not covered, not contaminated by these desires for jnana and karma. And he said, adi. So adi meaning others, but really adi can mean source or origin. So when you say like adi guru, the original guru, so when you say jnana, karma, adi, so that's actually referring to other activities headed by jnana and karma. Because really, all other activities are really just whether in that category or boundering into both, like this. So then now, understanding that, so this is bhakti. So the jiva, this is his real dharma, to have that kind of relation with Bhagavan, engaging in all these activities only for his pleasure. Now, when we are in this world, we're conditioned, we're completely not doing this activity, But and because of that, we are suffering. And so much like troubles and everything. So it is said that by mercy of the devotees, by mercy of Bhagavan's mercy, like the Shastra, and also like many sadhus, some guru, then someone may have some contact of like understanding or some inspiration to do bhakti. Like when you read in Shastra, and in Shastra, then it will show you that, oh, you follow bhakti, you will be happy. This is your real life. This is your real position, like this. So then they're showing all the rules. Oh, this is how to follow bhakti, and like this. So when we talk about Vaidhi bhakti, so then this is mainly now, you are trying to attain that. And actually even you're doing this. Anukul yena Krishna anushilanam. Okay, you're endeavoring for Krishna's pleasure. But if that activity is just on that level that, oh, you're doing this out of that faith that, okay, I will do this, Krishna will be happy. And this is what the Shastra is doing, like this. So you're mainly just following the rules. And really, because you have that faith. And when we talk of bhakti, bhakti begins with faith. So you, you may not have a really like very spontaneous like attraction, but faith is there. And you have that desire to have relation. So you're doing everything with that faith. But you're doing that mostly because, okay, just because you're following the rules. So this is like Vaidhi. Vaidhi means like based on following the rules. And Vaidhi is really like, by mercy of Krishna, this is very helpful to the jivas. Otherwise, without all this Vaidhi, without all these rules, how the jivas be guided? You know? So all these rules are there. This is mercy of Krishna. And that taking shelter of all these rules, one actually becomes elevated from like very ignorant life, like living like animals, like this. But when we talk about Raganuga Bhakti, actually, as the name is showing, Vaidhi is according to Vidhi rules. In Raganuga, Rag Anuga. Anuga means constantly following. And the word Rag means deep attachment, deep affection. So there's this bhakti where the motivation of every activity, everything you're doing, is really not just following the rules. Sometimes you don't even follow the rules. But the main mood really is like, oh, I want to fulfill this hankering in my heart that to serve Krishna, like this. So there is this rag. And so this one is a very high state of bhakti. It is said that really this only comes when someone becomes inspired by an actual resident of Vrindavan. And this is actually of a very like higher like relation. Usually you're serving God because there's like this awe and reverence. But when you talk about like Raganuga Bhakti, this is beyond that platform of just awe and reverence. And really, this is when someone becomes inspired by the nature of the love of the associates of Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. So they are the Ragatmik Jans, the Ragatmik Brajabasis. Ragatmik meaning their very Atma, their very like personality is completely composed of this rag, this deep attachment. So when you hear about their glories, like how the gopis are loving Krishna, how the the Sakas, the cowherd boys, how the elders, cowherd men, and or the cowherd mothers are serving Krishna like this. Then, and especially hearing that there is not even that conception that Krishna is God. He's just the like very dear beloved. So when someone becomes so attracted and he actually have that like very strong greed that I want to become like them, and therefore his activities are going beyond just doing what is written in Shastra, or these are the rules, then that is called Raganuga Bhakti. So there is this this presence of this rag that is like the main difference. The rag now may not be like as the ragatmik brijbasis, but the rag now is coming just as in the beginning, just as a greed. It begins as a greed. And this is only can happen by contact with an actual like brijbasi. So when we talk about Raganuga Bhakti does not come just by reading books. It comes by an actual association, like a very strong association of an actual brijbasi. And by them, someone becomes very greedy. And no matter what obstacles, his only desire is, I want to become like them. So therefore, it said, when you talk about Raganuga Bhakti, the qualification is only greed. You may not have all the, you may say, oh, an artist may still be there. So for that devotee who has that greed, he may say like, okay, I'm the most fallen, but I want to become like the brijbasis. So no one can stop him from engaging in all these activities of bhakti like this. So anyhow, when we talk of Vaidhi Bhakti is so much within the confines of like the rules. And therefore, and it doesn't go beyond Aishwarya. And therefore, we say another difference between this Vaidhi and Raganuga is the actual result. This Vaidhi Bhakti leads to Vaikuntha, while Raganuga Bhakti leads to Goloka Vrindavan. So now, in our situation, what are we following? Are we following Vaidhi Bhakti, Raganuga Bhakti? And that's Prabhupada's question. Or maybe not even Vaidhi Bhakti, like this. So Gurudev once said that, I remember one time in Mathura, Gurudev was calling the brahmacharis, and they're asking one by one. Actually, Gurudev calling the naughty like boys first. Mostly he was calling on certain like naughty persons and telling them, why you wake up early in the morning? Because they don't wake up early in the morning. And it's like, why you go Mangalarti? Why do you come for Harikata? Like this. And they're just quiet and like smiling. But Gurudev very grave. So actually we were afraid because maybe Gurudev will call us also. But at that time it created a very serious mood. And actually, on that day, Gurudev was showing, he's making this point that if your activity is not aimed towards attaining bhav, when you say bhav, meaning that there's that stage in bhakti where you attain your actual rati, meaning the nitya siddha bhavs of the eternal associates. You know, like when you say the stage of rati or stage of bhav, at that point, a ray of prem now already comes to one's heart. So this moods of the eternal like associates of Krishna somehow has already like you've attained a portion of that. So this rati, this bhav, this is the smallest unit of prem. And everything else before that, these are just fragments. So like when you say say, it is said that, oh, we begin with Shraddha. Then from Shraddha, by Sadhu Sangha, Bhajan Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, then Nishta will come, the Shraddha becomes Nishta, then Ruchi Asakti. All of these are actually just fragments or like little particles of Bhav. So finally, it has to become like complete. And when you attain the stage of Bhav, this is like a ray of that frame. So this is like one unit of that frame. So at that point, then your sadhana will continue to attaining prem. Now for tasting rasa. So it is said that right now, so sadhan bhakti, meaning that point where really you're just practicing. You want to, you're understanding that I don't have this bhakti, but I want, now I'm just like developing this. So before that, before bhav, this everything is just like bhakti abhas, just a semblance. But when you attain bhav, then actually now you're actually entering into like real bhakti, and now you're qualified to develop prem. So he said that Gurudeva said that you're not even doing sadhan bhakti if really your every activity is not conscientiously done to attain bhav, like this. So now, in regards to our activities, we are very lucky because we are an association of the devotees. We are an association of very high class devotees like our Rupanuga Guru Varga and their followers, like our Srila Gurudev and their followers. And therefore, they are inspiring us. Oh, we want to become like the Vishvasis. Oh, we want to attain their moods. So he said that in Vaidhi Bhakti, that's just mainly following the rules. Now, for us, we want to attain Raganuga Bhakti. But you can see, even like very high class devotees, they're following like all the rules also. And one thing, Mahaprabhu, when he was telling the Goswamis to write all these activities, you know, he gave mission to the Goswamis so that the devotees, or so that the future generations, they will be acquainted to Krishna's pastimes. They will realize or appreciate like Krishna Lila and have relation with Radha Krishna, like this, the Brijbasis. Then one thing is were given the mission to establish or to discover the pastime places of Radha Krishna, to show that yes, this really happened, and all these things written in Shastra happened. Also, aside from discovering the pastime places, to write all these literatures on Bhakti Rasa, all these Raganuga and especially Rupanuga like literatures. This is like very high thing. But then Mahaprabhu, just to make it very clear that you cannot just think that, oh, you don't need the rules. So Mahaprabhu, he also told them that, okay, so people, they have to know, they have to be helped, that you cannot just like neglect rules. And therefore, one of their instruction also is to teach all this Vaishnava etiquette, all these rules and regulation, like this. That is like favorable to developing this relationship. And therefore, they're teaching like how to worship like deities. And so that's one of the things that they did. They established like deities. And now in Vrindavan, so many deities are there and helping the devotees have relation. And of course, all the rules and regulation, which you can read in like Hari Bhakti Vilas and others. So rules and regulations are there. But it is said the difference between just a simply Vaidhi Bhakta is that they're simply just there to follow rules and regulation, and that is it. Because they cannot go beyond that mood of Aishwarya. But for us, for us who are aspiring to enter into Raganuga Bhakti, we don't neglect rules and regulation. We follow the rules and regulation very nicely, externally as a sadhak. But inside, then we take shelter on really what are the moods of these eternal associates, these ragatmik brajabasis. So we're engaging in externally in all these different, like vaidhi. So like all these 9 angas of bhakti, or these 5 angas of bhakti, shravanam, sadhu sangha, nam sankirtan, bhagavat shravan, matura vas, and srimurtir, shradaya seva, with strong faith serving the deities, living in Braj or Mathura, hearing Bhagavatam, performing Sankirtan and Sadhu Sangha. So these are rules. We follow this. So that's like Vaidhi. But we're not just doing this out of rules, really. We're doing this because this is very favorable and very powerful in immersing us with the influence of an actual devotee. Therefore, especially in our line, all these activities should be done in very high-class sadhu sangha. A sangha of an actual, like, rasik. When you say rasik, someone who's really relishing rasa. And really, someone who has rag, like this. So, this is, like, the difference. So, we may be following Vaidhi Bhakti, but this Vaidhi Bhakti will lead to Raganuga Bhakti. This is not just simply like Vaidhi Bhakti as in the Vaidhi Bhakti that will lead to Vaikuntha, like this. So that the main difference is the association of an actual like Brijbasi. And therefore, we take this opportunity to give appreciation and prayers to the Vaishnav and our Guru Varga who are there helping us so that we can really like enter into this Raganuga Bhakti. Other than that, we have no hope. We may think we're doing, sometimes we become proud and we live alone. Some people, they may say, I'll do only like Nirjan Bhajan, but really they're just association of their mind. And therefore, like, they're very unsafe situation. Anytime they can fall or their mind can tell so many things. So best in very close association of the Vaishnavas. Vancha Galpataru Yusrikvas.
Om Gyan Timirandasya Gyanan Janashalakayam Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalayai Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tat Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Andeham Shri Guru Varam Shri Rupanuga Pravram Rajaras Rasikam Cha Narayanam Tamrapannam Shri Guru Charanam Mande Ramana Prishthaya Bhutale Rupanuga Bhaktidam Cha Kripamurti Narayanam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Sadhi Shri Gauru Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Dham Hare Dham Ram Ram Hare Hare. So first of all, I offer my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet for spiritual masters Nitlai Shriman Bhaktivedan Shri Narayan Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev Nitlai Shriman Bhaktivedan Shri Vam Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev Narendra Rupanakarya Guru Varga to our Arjuns and to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So now just now we heard the question asked by the Vaishnavas saying that what is the difference between Vaidhi Bhakti and Raganuga Bhakti. So we hear that Vaidhi Bhakti is basically based on Vidhi Marg and Raganuga Bhakti is based on Rag Marg. So what is Vidhi? Vidhi in itself means rules and regulations. So we hear that before Mahaprabhu came, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya, They all preached this Vidhi Marg. And we see Vidhi Marg was very essential then. Because previous to that, Shankaracharya had appeared, previous to the four Vaishnavacharyas. And he had preached Nirvisheshwad. So Nirvisheshwad, why did he preach? Because according to time, place, circumstance, Shunyavad had taken over all of India. So therefore, first Shankaracharya, he established the authority of the Vedas. First he established this Mahavakya, where he said, oh, Tattvamasi, Aham Brahmasmi, and all these other Vedic aphorisms he established. Why? Because he wanted people to be established in the Vedas first. So then the four Vaishnavacharyas, they came. And what did they do? They propagated this Vidhi Marg. That is proper observance of rules and regulations. Why? Because one cannot just jump to Rag Marg. One has to properly follow the procedure first. So therefore we see that they followed Archan Marg mostly. Because we see that the dharma of Dwapar Yuga is Archan. So therefore, some faint trace of Archan can still be seen in Kali Yuga. Especially during the time of the four Vaishnavacharyas. So therefore they established this Archan Marg. Because by properly following Archan Marg, the mind is disciplined. The mind is regulated. Because the mind and all the gross senses and the subtle senses, they are established in the service of the deity. So this way the four Vaishnavacharyas, they made sure that this Archan Marg is properly observed. And also we see that these nine limbs of devotion, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Swaranam, Archanam, Andram, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani, Vedanam, they made sure that each of these limbs were followed also. And we see that these nine limbs each have one particular devotee who is the best example of every limb. Like we see in Shravanam, the best devotee is Parikshit Maharaj. He heard very nicely. So using Parikshit as an example, the Vaishnavacharyas, they said, you should also first hear properly. Because Bhagavatam is the authority that everyone follows. This is Amal Puran, Paramahamsa Samhita. So the four Vaishnavacharyas, they told everyone, first listen like Parikshit Maharaj. Shravanam is your dharma first. And then Kirtanam. Then they said, do Kirtan. Like who? Like Sukadev Goswami. Because you see, when Sukadev Goswami spoke to the assembly of more than 80,000 rishis at Sukrutal on the banks of the Ganga, they were not just one-pointed followers of bhakti. They were tyagis, there were nirvisheshwadis, there were bhakti yogis, there were gyanis, there were karmis, everyone was there. So therefore, there was a wide audience. And what did Sukadev Goswami do? He did Kirtan. So the four Vaishnavacharyas also, they said, do Kirtan like Sukadev Goswami. Therefore, you see, Sukadev Goswami's example can be seen and felt in all the four Vaishnavacharyas, in all the four Vaishnava Sampradayas. And then they said, do Smaranam. So who's the best example of Smaran? They said, follow Prahlad Maharaj's life. They said, Prahlad, what did he do? At every step he followed, he remembered his Prabhu. We see normally in Anya Bilashita Shunyam, what is this Anya Bilashita? Ishita means there's a clause, means there's an exception. Means that when a devotee is in danger, if he calls out to Krishna, then even that is not Anya Bilash. Like we see when Draupadi was being disrobed in the assembly of the Kauravas, she called out to Krishna. So is this Anya Bilash? Saying that, oh Krishna, come and help me, Dushasana is taking my cloth away now. In such extraordinary circumstances, even that is pure bhakti. Like the Sakhas, when they were in the forest was set on fire and they started calling out to Krishna. So did the Sakhas do anything which is separate from devotion to Krishna? Because ultimately, what is pure devotional service? Like we just heard, only pleasing the senses of Krishna. So therefore here you see the Sakhas are actually calling out to Krishna to protect them. But is this Anya Bilashita? No, this is also pure bhakti. Therefore Anya Bilashita. But we see in Prahlad, there is not even Anya Bilashita also. He was put into danger so many times. But did he remember Krishna saying, oh, come and protect me? He said, whatever will happen. So therefore, Prahlad as a Jnani Bhakta, his example was taught for the four Vaishnavacharyas to all the devotees. And then Archanam was taught. Who was the best example of Archan? It's Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj, what did he do? He worshipped Prithu Maharaj like a Shaktavesh avatar. So he worshipped The kings, he worshipped Vishnu himself, Yageshwar Vishnu, by performing yagyas. And we see he performed such powerful yagyas that Indra himself came. First he came in the guise of a Nagababa, Indra. And then he stole the horse away. And then anyhow, Prithu, he caught him. He caught the horse and returned. Again he came in the form of a Mayavadi with a Tripundra Tilak, Ek Danda. And then again, he left that Vesh. And then again, he came in so many different appearances, guises. And every Vesh he left behind, someone, they took that Vesh and they put it on. Means when he came as a Nagababa and he left that Vesh behind, some people they saw, oh, this Nagababa Vesh is very good, they put that Vesh on. He came as a Mayavadi, they said, oh, this is very good, they put that Vesh on. So this way, Indra himself had tried to disturb Prithu in so many ways because his Archan was so powerful, so regulated. It is said, why did he worship Vishnu? Because the entire world was suffering in drought. There was nothing to eat, nothing to drink. So finally, when the earth was not yielding, he took his arrow and he pointed it towards Dharuni Devi. She said, if you do not give anything now, I will shoot this arrow and I will kill you. And then Madhurat said, oh, don't be so angry, my dear king. Please bring a calf. Please bring one calf. And as soon as I see this calf, automatically milk will start flowing from my udders. And in this way, I will give everything you need, rice, grains, everything. I kept everything within me because people were so sinful. This is Prithu, he performed Archan. So therefore here you see the Vaishnava Acharya is using Prithu Maharaj's example to all the people of this world. And then Vandan. Archanam Vandanam. So who is the best example of Vandana? It's Akrura. Because when Akrura, he came, what did he do? As soon as he came here, Kansa sent him from Mathura to Braj to bring Krishna and Baladev. And as soon as he saw Krishna and Baladev's footprints on the banks of the Yamuna and all the other places, immediately he came down from his chariot and he started offering the best of prayers. So therefore, you see, his example was used. And then Sakyam. And they said, who is the best Sakha of Krishna? They said, Arjun. Arjun was such a good Sakha that Krishna himself became his charioteer. Therefore, he is called Partha Sarathi. Partha means Arjun and Sarathi means the charioteer. Who is the charioteer of Partha? Arjun, Krishna himself. So they said, in this way, try following all these limbs of devotion by following the respective authorities. Follow Shravan, Kirtan, Smaran, Archan, Vandan. And then they said, follow Dasyam. Then they said, how to follow Dasyam? By following the footsteps of Hanuman. They said, Hanuman, just see, he was ideal servant, he was. Hanuman. And how did he become the ideal servant? Because he was under the Anugatya of Lakshman. Therefore, even Hanuman did not learn how to serve Ram independently. He was always under the guidance of Lakshman. So therefore, they said, follow Hanuman. In this way, you can please your Prabhu in the best possible way. And then, Atmanivedanam. They said, ultimately, you offer everything, mind, body, words, at the lotus feet of Krishna. Who is this? Bali Maharaj. Just as Bali offered everything. First, he offered his kingdom, everything. But still, Vamandev said, where will I place my third step? He said, on my head. So then this way he offered his entire self. Kai Mano Vakya. So this way the four Vaishnava Acharyas, they used all these nine examples. These nine historical personalities. So therefore here you see actually that all these nine different personalities, they're devotees of various incarnations. Not necessarily only the devotees of Krishna. Because when you speak of Rag Bhakti, that Rag Bhakti can only be applied not even to Dwarkadish Krishna. Not even Mathuranath. Only Vrajendranandan Shamsundar. So here you see Akrura was a devotee of who? Actually Mathuresh, Dwarkadish Krishna. Prahlad was a devotee of Narsingadev. Sukadev Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj, they were in one way one-pointed followers of Rajendra and then Shamsundar. But even Parikshit also, at times, he had more of an inclination towards Dwarkadish Krishna because he played on his lap. Therefore, Sukadev Goswami, many a times in the Bhagavatam, he said that, oh, Krishna is from the, he was born from the womb of Devaki, just to please Parikshit there. But ultimately, Parikshit also achieved Rajbhav and so did Sukadeva Goswami. He's a parrot of Srimati Radhika. Except for these two. And the others, you see, Prithu Maharaj was a devotee of Vishnu. And Arjuna also, Dwarkadish Krishna. And Bali Maharaj was a devotee of Vamandev. Hanuman was a devotee of Ramchandra. So here you see, when you categorize them, you see that they're all devotees of different incarnations. And they're all following Vidhi Bhakti in one way. All of them. Except for Sukadev Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj. Even Parikshit Maharaj also in the end, When his mother Uttara Devi told him that, can you please give me the essence of all instructions before you leave? That time he told Uttara Devi, saying, "You, if you want to ever please Krishna, then worship him in the mood of a gopi." So at the end, he showed his real swarup, that I am also this Ragmargiya Bhakta. Except for them, everyone else, they all followed Vidhi Bhakti. No, did we ever listen of Hanuman embracing Ramchandra? Never. Bali Maharaj, he was so respectful. He had so much respect towards Vamandev. So you see, these nine limbs of devotion were preached and propagated by the four Vaishnava Acharyas. And then, when Mahaprabhu came, what did he do? Premras Niryas Karite Aswadan Ragmarg Bhakti Loke Karite Pracharan Rasik Sekar Krishna Parama Karun Edui Kanetu Ichar Udgam. That he especially came to relish this Premras, these sentiments of Prem, not just Vaikunthiya Prem, because Vidhi Bhakti leads to Vaikunthiya Prem. He came to relish this Ragmargiya Prem. And then, while relishing this Premras, he also came to give this Ragmarg Bhakti Lok Korite Pracharan. He came to give this line of Ragmarg. What is this Ragmarg? It is the greed to follow in the footsteps of the Vrajavasis. No, in Rai Ramanan Samvad, we hear that shloka, that Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati Kriyatam Kutopi Labhyate Tatra Laulyam Abhimulyam Ekalam Janma Koti Sukritai Na Labhyate. Normally we hear that for Vaidhi Bhakti, so much Sukriti is needed. No, in Vaidhi Bhakti, you see also so many activities depend on one's Sukriti. But here you see, Janma Koti Sukritai Na Labhyate. Even Sukriti collected from millions of lifetimes will not do. Even that will not do. What will only do? Only this Tatra Laulyam Api Mulyam Ekalam. That the only mulya, the only price to pay is greed. And only by this greed can one achieve that prem. And how will this greed be had? By listening, by being under the guidance of a Rasik Tattagya Vaishnav. Therefore, we see then Rupa Goswami has said, the essence of all instructions is Tannama Rupa Charitadi Sukirtananu Smrityo Kramena Rasani Manasi Niyoja Tishtan Rajetad Anuragi Jananugami. So here is, he says, Tad Anuragi Jananugami Kalam Nat. Smarane Nakalam says that spend your entire time in the guidance of a Tad Anuragi Jan. Only by being under the guidance of a Tad Anuragi Jan can you have this Rag Bhakti. Or else Vaidhi Bhakti is had. So therefore Mahaprabhu came to give this Rag. And how will it be had? By being in the association of the Anuragi Jans. In where? Tishtan Raje. By being in Vrajamandal. And only by being in the guidance of the Anuragi Vaishnavas in Vrajamandal, only then can this Ragmarg be had. Because we listen to the pastimes of Krishna and his Brajlila from the Anuragi Jans here. Like when we listen to Vatsalya Lila, when we see how Mother Yashoda is binding Krishna, how Krishna is crying in front of Mother Yashoda, although he is Parabrahma himself, then one will think, oh, if I could only serve Krishna like how Mother Yashoda does. There is Lalan Palan. If I could only nourish him and look after him. And then one listens to his Sakya pastimes, where Krishna and Sridham, they're wrestling with each other. And Sridham, he pins Krishna to the ground. And he says, I have won. They go to Durvasa Rishi. They say, who has won, Krishna or me? Krishna says, I have won because my nose was up and Sridham's nose was down. Sridham says, I have won because I pinned Krishna to the ground. So how can he claim that he's the winner? So when the sadhak listens to this, then he wants to be in this category of Sakya Bhav. And then when he listens to the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis, how Krishna, he tells the gopis, I'm eternally indebted to you. I can never repay my debt to you. How he's praying to Srimati Radhika. How he's praying to the Manjaris of Srimati Radhika. So when one listens to these pastimes, then he'll aspire to follow in the footsteps of the gopis. So how can just one just follow in these footsteps? How? Just by Vaidhi, it will not do. And Sanatana Goswami has himself shown us by his own example. Even when he was in Mathura, it is said that lady, no, the Mathura Chobin, the Brahmini lady, she was cooking. And she was stirring the pot of khichdi with this twig that she was chewing on. And then when Sanatana Goswami saw this, he said, oh, you haven't had a bath. You haven't performed all these daily activities and still you're like cooking like this is not proper. Then he said, you should, just to set an example, he said, you should have a bath. You should perform all your morning rituals and then come and cook. And then we see when she came again, cooked that way, then her two sons were crying so much, saying, oh, mother, feed us, please. This way Sanatana Goswami then realized that what she was doing before was perfect. So this is like Ragmarg Bhakti. But still, I'll be in that position to have that adhikar. No, step by step, gradually we must follow. Therefore, Prabhupada Sarasvati Thakur, he first established this line based on vidhi. And then we hear, no, vidhi marga ratta jane, sadhinata ratna dane, rag marge. So then when we properly follow vidhi, then rag marg will naturally be had. It will spontaneously be had. There is no need to try specially for it. Because that is the gift that Mahaprabhu has given. That by being in Mahaprabhu's line, by initially following the limbs of bhakti, that in itself will turn into ragmar gupasan. So ultimately, when the fruit in itself is ragmar gupasan, initially it is only labeled as vidhimar, but then gradually transforms into ragmar itself. And this is the unique speciality of Mahaprabhu's gift. Only Mahaprabhu came to give this, and his followers came to give this. No one else came to give this. And then we see that only by this ragmar can entrance be had into Krishna's abode, Vrindavan. Or else, even if one follows Radha and Krishna according to Vidhi Mark, he will only go to Golok, not even Vrindavan also. Then if one follows the other associates, go to Vaikuntha or Ayodhya or Dwaraka or Mathura, but not Vrindavan or Gokul or Radha Kund. So therefore, this topic is very deep and we can only pray to hear from the Vaishnavas who are deeply realized in all these aspects and hope that we can not just speak about this, but also have it in our lives, like one day or the other. One chago patharu bisha, pasan veja, itanam bhavne bisha.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Panchakalpaturuhishya Kripa Sindhubhaivacha Uditanam Pavanibhu Vaishnavibhu Namo Namaha Namaha Vadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurutisi Namo Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sri Jiva Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath Echaya Gosai Kari Charanabandhan Jayate Vignana Savishta Puran Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vedadi Sri Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj Ki Jai Guru Parampara Ki Jai Jai Ananta Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Saparsad Gaurari ki jai, jai Sri Sarva Goswami Gan ki jai, Das Gopal Sushtimant Ashtagopiraj Gan ki jai, Samaved Gaur Bhakta Vinda ki jai, Gaur Pramanandi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, this Vidhi Marga, Archan Marga, very seriously is following. He is giving order, instruction, Guru Puja for Guru Purnima day before. Tomorrow, Vyas Puja. And Sivas Pandit doing Archan. And Advaita Acharya Prabhu doing Archan. There, Mahaprabhu saying, Suti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidhim Vina Ekantiki Harir Bhakti Utpatayiva Kalpate. You are not following Pancharatra, Suti Smriti Upanishad, any rule regulations, then your bhakti is only Utpachit path, only creating many problems and giving fruits of very rough and going wrong way. Not fruits, good fruits also coming. And also sometime after, restless mind and restless all, all everything is bitterness coming around him. Nothing following, no taste. Then Harinam for no taste, not Harikatha for, no Kirtan for, no Bhakti is any rules for. Why? No following any rules. Therefore, can control, can, where from coming this power and love and affection? I am following for the strength and energy where from coming. I cannot follow any rule regulations. I am avoid everything. I am serious. Then everything will be destroyed. This is not too easy by hook and crook, by trick, by cheat. I am following. Yeah, impossible. Sometime after, many problems create. Many disturbances coming. Also, my mind is not accepting. Body not accepting. Or no desire increasing. Only desire going for Maya. So this is not too easy. First time through, one blooms, bhakti is practicing. Following seriously. Then one by one, gradually crossing and you progress coming. Also, love and affection with this, all time will be attached. Bhakti's dreams, tasteful, never bitterness coming. Otherwise, big problem. Thinking Harinam is everything, I'm chanting Harinam, not following other Bhakti's rules. Rupa Goswami Prabhu writing 64 types of bhaktis, all limbs and all program is writing. Namaparad, Vaishnaparad, Sivaparad, Dhammaparad. This is also his writing. Why writing? First time to this Bhaddhajiva conditions for living entity, no controlling. Then how? Raghunatha Goswami following Sanyam Dasakam. Bhaktum Thakur writing Sanyam Dadasakam. This is writing, this one I am definitely every day following. This much, after extra, no problem, but this much I am following every day. But I am not desire for anything following. I am thinking Harinam is everything, I am chanting little Harinam, staying temple, and doing anything, forgiveness coming. This is not sin, this is not offense. He is forgiving. Govai telling Shastra, which is Sudhuracharo, Sadhura Samantava Samyakbhavasita Isho. Kshipram Bhavati Dharmatma Sasuchandi Vigatshati. Prati Janiya Kuntya Name Bhakta Pranashati. I am Bhakta, then no Pranashati. I am Ananya, then not Pranashati. Otherwise, Vinashati. Complete everything will be destroyed. No more taste. No more desire. Not increasing. Hopeless then. Therefore, bhakti, vaidhi bhakti, limbs, first time to follow. Mahaprabhu giving order, Sanatana Goswami, 2 months teaching, only vaidhi bhakti. Raghavanaga bhakti, last stage is telling something. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, for Mahaprabhu teaching Goswami, and then bhakti also, one drop I am now giving you testing for, telling you, not too much, but not enough. After this, Jagannath Puri, then Mahaprabhu saying, hey, Rupa, Gaudita Prabhu is near, Nityananda Prabhu is near, Haridas Thakur near, begging and praying and crying. Mahaprabhu requesting them, oh please, Rupa is Barak, many very small baby, like, you see, he don't know anything. Please, you all are helping. So this, Vaidhimagra for Kaviraj Goswami writing, Sraddha Sabde Vishas Kahe, Sudhira Nishchoy, Krishna Bhakti Koile, Sarva Karma Krita Hai. But who is Bhakti? Telling Sraddha to Annopaya Varjanam, Krishna Mananibhasya. Sraddha meaning faith. What faith? I am everything doing for Krishna. Jat karasi yadasnasi, jat juhasi dadasi jat, jat tapasasi kunta, telling tatkurusya madarpanam. You're doing anything, everything for me, offering me, and for me everything doing. But
all are not following any limbs. One thing is following? No. Therefore, Rupa Goswami Prabhu last is writing Sadhu Sangha Nam Kirtan Bhagavat Sraman Mathurabhas Simurti Sraddhaya Sivan. Sokal Sadhana Sishtha Hi Panchanga Krishna Prabhu Janmaya Pranchir Alpa Sangha. Five limbs is telling. But after three, one, many things. But I am following seriously and try to follow, then God bless coming. But I am neglect. I am now hurt, very distance. Why? I am neglect meaning I am not following. I am not taste, not desire. Then what happened then? Punishment coming. No. Fruit is coming a little bit. Not Sukriti, Subhakarma. Like, little bit following, then Subhakarma, little fruit coming. After, desire is, will be off. Bhakti is for no more taste, no desire. Therefore, very far, this ennable is the sunyam. Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami telling, Sarupadi Vinirmuktam, Tatparitra Nirmalam. Rishikena Rishikesa, Sivanam Bhakti Ruchyate. What is Bhakti? Then, Sukadeva Goswami telling Parikrit Maharaj, Sarva Upadi Vinirmuktam. This purpose I am following Bhakti, this purpose I am following Bhakti, serving Krishna, following this rule regulations. No, no Upadi. No, and desire, no any cause, any reason, any action, reaction for no. Unconditional, unparalleled, without any condition. Why? Shastra saying, I am not following rule, regulations, bhaktis, limbs not following. Then, my near is with torture and punishment. All time ready. They have fear. They have fear for the following bhakti, rule regulations. But I am now careless, fearless, like demon. Nothing following. My choice fully. This is problems creating. Many big problems creating. Forgiveness also not coming. One is Gyanpapi and one is Ajnani. One ignorant person, they have no any idea, they don't know Shastra and know anything. But somebody telling, hearing, then they following. But they have no knowledge. And somebody has all knowledge, he understands everything, know everything, but neglecting, not following. He careless. Fearless, but that punishment, that person for big punishment coming, strong punishment coming, problems creating. So this, here is, therefore saying, Suti Sriti Puranadi, Pancharatra Viding Bina, Akantiki Haribhakti Utpatareva Kalpati. Akantik Haribhakti, like I am following, what is Utpat? Not real. Now, Mahaprabhu teaching everybody, first time too. How following Archan Marga? Our Guru Varga giving anybody Dikshaya Harinam, then telling first you worshipping Guru Gauranga. Every day, anything you're doing, everything first is Guru's for, after Gauranga's for. Then Guru take responsibility. Guru teaching. Guru all time helping. Guru's mercy. With which I am learning and progress coming. But I can't do anything. Not Guru's for, not Vaishnava's for. No, I have guardian, no authority. I am independent. Then what happened? বলে গোরারামে গোরারামে মুখে বলিলে নাহি চলে গোরার আচার গোরার বিচার লইলে তবে ফল ফলে
বলে গোপনাথ অত্যাচার গোড়া ধরে চুরি। ইউ থিঙ্কিং মহাপুরুষ লাইন ইজ দিস রুল রেগুলেশনস আই এম নট ফলোয়িং আউটসাইড আই এম শোয়িং এভরিথিং বাট মহাপ্রভু ভেরি ইজ ক্লেভার হি ইজ স্টিলিং এভরিথিং অ্যান্ড লুকিং এভরিথিং দেন পানিশমেন্ট ইজ ভেরি বিগ পানিশমেন্ট দ্যাটফর কেয়ারফুলি ফার্স্ট লুকিং আই এম ফলোয়িং বৈদিমার্গ ইয়ার নো বিধি রুল রেগুলেশনস হ্যাঁ অনন্য একান্তিক ভক্ত দে হ্যাভ নো টাইম দে আর ভেরি বিজি অল টাইম অষ্টকালীয় সেবা লীলা স্মরণ চিন্তন দেন দে আর মিসিং সামথিং হ্যাঁ দেন দে আর ফর নো প্রবলেমস কামিং দে মেনি থিংস লাইক চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ইজ গন সাউথ ইন্ডিয়া তো ওয়ান সাধু ইজ ইনভাইটিং আফটারনুন ইউ টেক আমার মাই নিয়ার ইজ ভিক্ষা আই এম গিভিং প্রসাদ অর আফটারনুন মহাপ্রভু ইজ দেয়ার লুক হি ক্যান নট কুকিং নট অফারিং বোগো অনলি হিজ ক্রাইং 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 দেন মহাপ্রভু আস্কিং হোয়াই ইউ ক্রাইং তো রাবণ স্টিলিং সীতা দেবী হু ইজ কুকিং অলসো রাম অ্যান্ড লক্ষ্মণ গন ফরেস্ট অ্যান্ড জঙ্গল নট কামিং ব্যাক নথিং হোয়াট এম ডুইং হ্যাঁ হি ইজ ইন এটার্নাল অ লীলা উইথ ইস ইজ এঙ্গেজ হি হ্যাজ নোট সেন্সেস আই এম ইটিং ই আর কুকিং আই এম ইনভাইটিং সামবডি সন্ন্যাসিস বাট হি ফরগেট এভরিথিং দেন মহাপ্রভু নট টেলিং এনিথিং বাট আফটার মহাপ্রভু কামিং ব্যাক রিটার্ন দেন প্যাসিফাইং হিম ব্রিঙ্গিং সাম শাস্ত্রস এভিডেন্স শোয়িং হিম অ্যান্ড অলসো মহাপ্রভু আই কজ দিস মার্সি ই চেঞ্জিং তো রাগমার্গ বিধিমার্গ রতজনে স্বাধীনতা রত্নদানে রাগমার্গ করণ প্রবেশ রাগ বশবর্তী হয়ে পরকীয়া ভাবাশ্রয়ে লবে জীব কৃষ্ণ প্রেমাবেশ বাট ফার্স্ট বিধিমার্গ ফলোয়িং দেন রাগমার্গ ফর ডিজায়ার আর বিধিমার্গ নাথিং ফলোয়িং কেয়ারলেস আই এম থিঙ্কিং আই এম জাম্পিং অ্যান্ড ক্রসিং অ্যান্ড ফলোয়িং রাগমার্গ হোয়াট ইজ অন্য বিলাস নো আইডিয়া নো অন্য বিলাস দ্য নো আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড জ্ঞান কর্ম উইথ ইস ভক্তি ইস নট পসিবল মিক্সচার নো আইডিয়া থিঙ্ক আই এম এনিথিং ডুইং দিস ইজ মাই রাগমার্গ অনুরাগময় ভক্তি হ্যাঁ দিস ইজ পাগলখানা অল ম্যাড পিপল লাইক ইস ক্রেজি পিপল ইন স্ট্রিট ইটালি আই এম কিং আই এম বোরিয়র বট আই এম নাও হ্যাঁ জস্ত মাতার ফলোয়ার্স আই এম নাও সকাশ ফলোয়ার্স আই এম নাও মঞ্জুরিস ফলোয়ার্স অন্য ক্রেজি পিপল হ্যাঁ নাথিং ফলোয়িং হোয়াই নো এনি লিমস ভক্তিস নেভার প্র্যাকটিসিং দ্যাটফর মহাপ্রভু টেলিং হরিনাম চেন্টিং অলসো প্রসেস ফলোয়িং শাস্ত্র দ্যাটফর রাইটিং দিস হরিভক্তি বিলাস সনাতন গোস্বামী দ্যার অল লিমস রূপ গোস্বামী রাইটিং ভক্তি শান্ত সিন্ধু ও ফার্স্ট ইজ অনলি দিস রুল রেগুলেশনস আফটার ক্রস অ্যাবাভ এভরি ফর টপ মোস্ট গ্রাজুয়েশন লাইক প্রমোশন অটোমেটিক লাভ বাই কজ ইজ মার্সি অফ গুরুবর্গ ইয়ার গড মার্সি লাভ ইজ ইনক্রিজিং দেন নো প্রবলেম দেন দে অটোমেটিক এভরিথিং রানিং দেন নো নিড ইনস্ট্রাকশন হ্যাঁ অটোমেটিক হ্যাঁ এভরিথিং রানিং বাট বাই সোর্স অ্যান্ড ফোর্স অ্যান্ড মার্সি অ্যান্ড ব্লেস দেন বাই লাভ বাট দিস লাভ ইজ নট টু ইজি ফার্স্ট ইজ দিস অ্যাটাচমেন্ট ভক্তি পরেশানুভব দেন বিরক্তি অন্যত্র চৈষত্রিক কাল ওয়ান সাইড অলসো টেলিং দেয়ার ফর শান্তির বর্তকালোত্তম বিরক্তির মানসূন্যতা বিরক্তি ওয়েন কামিং হ্যাঁ শান্তির বর্তকালোত্তম ওয়ান মিনিট নট ওয়েস্টিং অল টাইম এভরিথিং ইউজিং ফর হ্যাঁ গড হ্যাপিনেস ফর কৃষ্ণ সার্ভিস ফর দেন ওয়ান বাই ওয়ান ইজ অল থিংস ইজ কামিং So now tomorrow next year go to the
Gopal, Gopal, Hidango.